This is Eugene Schwartz, and I want to wish you a warm welcome to our online conference. I want to discuss some things that make this conference quite different and give you some tips on getting around. So first of all, the most important button that you will be able to press once you've gotten into the body of the conference is the pause button. And this has quite a bit of potential for you. First of all, it allows you to stop anywhere in any lecture or in any of the videos or slideshow presentations, and then to come back and start up again exactly where you were. This means if you get a phone call, if you're called away by someone in your family, if you just need to take a break yourself, you can push the pause button, get up, and leave. And though I am the lecturer, I won't be the least bit offended. Just see what happens when you do that at the next live conference that you attend. It's not only helpful in that respect, but it also allows you to get the content more than once. I myself have sat in many a conference listening and desperately taking notes as the conference leader speaks, often at a rather fast clip. I try to speak fairly slowly, but still, there'll be a lot of content. There'll be new ideas, new concepts for you that you may want to hear more than once. You won't have to nudge anybody next to you to ask, "What did he just say?" while you miss then being able to record what he is saying at that moment. Pause, go back. Pause, go back. And I urge you that where there's a conference that really blows your mind a bit, leave it for the next day and listen to it again. So the possibility of listening to things again and again at your own pace, at your own rate, this is something that I think you will find very helpful in an online conference. Secondly, I urge you, if you do want to take notes, of course, take them by hand if that's what you like, but what you can do is to use the multitasking quality of your computer screen. While you are listening to a lecture, you can open up your word processor, most likely Microsoft Word, perhaps Mac Pages, or just the plain old text editor that's generically there in your operating system. Open that up as a small window and type away. Take your notes on your word processor. Once again, if you miss something, pause, go back in the lecture, and resume your typing, even if you do it the next day. That way, I think you'll find that you're able to work at a faster, less fatiguing pace than if you're trying to take notes by hand. And you'll have those notes in digital form and be able to replicate them, whatever you wish to do with them. Another aspect of the online conference is that because everything is simultaneously up online, you are not being directed in the way in which you listen to the given lectures. Although I have a suggested agenda in the order in which the conferences are presented, the actual lectures are up to you. You can just turn something on and listen to it in any order that's important for you. It may be that you really are passionate to learn about one subject first, even though it skips over the introduction to the nature of the child of this age. Go ahead and do it. I've tried to design the lecture so that they are all interwoven. They refer to one another at different points. They weave together as a whole. Whether you begin in the middle, at the end, or at the beginning as it's laid out, you will find that they're connected and you'll find that you'll be able then to really make this your conference and not be held in by a very rigid schedule. I try to create short segments in this conference, that is to say, instead of you having to sit for an hour and a quarter, an hour and a half, and listen to content of a given subject, and then perhaps not remember whether what you were questioning or what you found most interesting was at 23 minutes and 14 seconds or at 58 minutes and 12 seconds, I've divided each lecture up into four, five, sometimes perhaps even six segments of 15 to 25 minutes each. One or two might be longer, but generally I try to make it that long. You'll see in the contents a synopsis of what's in the lecture, but certainly within a 15-minute segment, you'll be able to find what you want. So I think you'll find that's another helpful aspect of this. Generally, subjects are organized according to a threefold path, not only what to teach, not only how to teach it. I think you'll certainly find these two aspects are very, very well done in the conferences presented by the teacher training centers or other conferences you've gone to. But we have the time, we have the space here to add a third quality, which I believe is the most important, and that is the why. So generally, for most subjects, I will begin by talking about the why, which will often take us into the nature of the child's, young person's development at a given age, which in turn will very often take us into Rudolf Steiner's indications about that age, or into the picture of human development, the soul, the spirit of the individual human being. In other words, the why will often take us into the anthroposophical side of Waldorf education. And I can guarantee you, as the years go on, there's going to be less and less of that in all other teacher conferences. This is an aspect that's being very much downplayed or, as it were, ignored completely. And I think that this is a tragic aspect of what is living today in so much of Waldorf education. So you will have that. If you see the why question asked in a lecture, it's up to you if you want to go into that or if you just want to take up the what and the how. That's your call. It may be that this is your first time in an online conference. You're a little nervous about navigating the internet. I've spent a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to make these conferences as user-friendly as possible. And I think you'll find that assuming that you have a computer and a broadband system that are 4 years old or younger, you should not have trouble getting transmissions of the various lectures. That's another reason that they're 15 minutes long, because that makes for an easier downloading. You won't have to wait as long for everything to come up. So it's user-friendly. You probably, like most people who've been taking these conferences for the past few years, you probably will find that you don't have any problems whatsoever getting things. Problems that have arisen have generally been solvable within a few seconds or a few minutes. We've only here and there in the most remote parts of the world with the most antiquated computer systems had people who simply were not able to do this conference. And if that happens, then of course we will refund with a smile your entire fee. But I think you'll find it will work. We have, as you'll see on the main page a navigation guide, which takes you visually and audibly, step by step, from the time that you find the dialog box welcoming you to the conference and asking for your username and password, till the details of moving from one lecture, one video, to another. So that should also be quite explanatory. If you have any insuperable problem, of course, please email us at iwaldorf at me.com. iwaldorf at me.com. Or if you're really desperate, give us a call, 610-906-7644. That's in Pennsylvania. That's GMT minus 5, Eastern Daylight Time, Eastern Standard Time, depending on what time of year you're taking this. And we'll be happy to help you over the phone as well. So once again, thank you for joining us. I think you'll find this conference of value and hopefully even inspiring for the year to come. See you in cyberspace.